Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, May 12th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The abortion rights bill fails. President Biden continues to blame high prices on Putin. New York City's unemployment rate, the worst in America. One in three adults would choose their pet over their spouse. Also ahead, why America is still the best. But first, a pro-abortion bill failing in the Senate. Chuck Schumer introducing the legislation to bolster reproductive rights should the Supreme Court strike down Roe v. Wade. The final vote was 49-51 against Democratic Senator Manchin, the sole Democrat, siding with Republicans. Said Mr. Manchin, quote, "This bill expands abortion. We should not be dividing the country further than we are already divided," unquote. Joe Biden blaming red-hot inflation on the president of Russia. The consumer price index rising 8.3% in April. Mr. Biden telling reporters in Illinois, quote, "There are two leading causes of inflation. The first cause is a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. The second cause is Mr. Putin's war in Ukraine. 60% of inflation is due to price increases on gasoline," says the president. Well, before the invasion, prices of gasoline under Biden had almost doubled. And inflation under Trump, even with the pandemic, 1.4%. The unemployment rate in Gotham rising above 8%, the highest for any major city and double the national average. The rate of Miami, 3%, 4% in Boston, 5% in Chicago. The New York Chamber of Commerce blames the situation on high crime and violence in the subways. Just 50% of employees have returned to the New York workplace since COVID shut down the city 2 years ago. New survey from One Poll finds a third of Americans would choose their dog over their spouse. Another 31% say losing a pet is worse than the death of a family member. Half of all dog owners take the pooch on daily errands. The average person spends $5,000 a year on the family pet, most of that on food. In a moment, is the USA still a great country? That's next. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The other day, I did a live town hall on BillO'Reilly.com. I hope you will check out our website. Well, the folks sent me questions about America and about my new book, Killing the Killers. One of the questions was very personal. Dennis Smith, Rancho Cucamonga, California, Southern California. Bill, what is the greatest benefit, in your opinion, for anyone living in America today? For you personally, what has been America's greatest benefit for you? Opportunity. That's what America is all about. Opportunity. When I was growing up,
My father was an accountant, not a CPA. He just worked for Caltech's big oil company. He didn't make any money, broke his back, had to commute to the city every day, drudge job, didn't like it, was a child of the Depression, so he's not going to quit the job and find another one. He's not going to do that. So he just toughed it out. My aspiration was be a teacher or be a cop, like my grandfather. Or, you know, I made so much money painting houses as a college kid, maybe I paint houses, make a lot of money. But my aspirations were not to be a leader of the country or a famous journalist or a author who has sold more nonfiction books than anybody else ever. That was inconceivable. Okay? But as my life unfolded, and this is the same for every single American, unless you have an infirmity, which is why I do so much charity work, then you can't. But every American is born with talents. And you let those talents develop. And you work damn hard. I mean, today I started at 7 in the morning, and I'm going to end at 10 at night. But anyway, the opportunity that America allows its citizens, which is why everybody's trying to sneak in here, is unlimited. That you can hit it big in what you want to do. Not everybody will, but there is an opportunity. You have to figure it out. I figured out fairly early when I went third year abroad to the University of London from Marist College in Poughkeepsie. My third year was abroad. That's when I figured out that education was going to give me a big lift. So I got two master's degrees, which I paid for. Boston U at broadcast journalism and Harvard in public administration. So I assembled knowledge and then I traveled all over the place, 82 countries, as I said. All right. And I learned about the world. And the more I learned and the harder I worked, the more opportunities suddenly appeared. Okay. And so if I were brought up in Ireland, impossible. Unless you're Bono and you form a band and you hit it big and there's one band and a million don't. Great Britain? No way. I would have flunked that test at 16. I wouldn't even been able to go to college. So America has, you know, the cliche is the land of opportunity. It really is.
Well, there you go. America remains the land of opportunity. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. Also, I hope you check out my number one best-selling book, Killing the Killers. In a moment, something you might not know.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Today is National Limerick Day. Wow. The holiday is celebrated on May 12th every year to mark the birthday of Edward Lear, the English writer best known for his works of nonsensical poetry. Here is the story behind the limerick. They normally have the first, second, and final lines of the poem ending with a rhyme, while the third and fourth lines don't have any rhymes. The first recorded limerick dates back to 1640. The poem appeared in the book, The Roxboro Ballads. Here it is. Good morrow, neighbor Gamble. Come, let's you and I go ramble. Last night I was shot through the brains with a pot, and now my stomach doth wamble. What? Wamble? The humorous poems became very popular among kids and were used throughout the British Isles to educate young students about poetry. The limerick gained notoriety in North America after a famous rhyme was published by the Princeton University newspaper back in 1902. Here is that rhyme. There once was a man from Nantucket who kept all his cash in a bucket. But his daughter named Nan ran away with a man, and as for the bucket, Nantucket. I think they blew it on the last line there. While the limerick is rightly popular, it has lost some of its mojo. But one that has remained popular among children for two centuries comes out of the Song for the Nursery book, which first appeared in 1801. You ready? Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. There came a big spider who sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Yes, I will accept that limerick. And here's something else you might not know. To this day, no one really knows why the rhyming format is known as a limerick. Some claim Irish soldiers from the city of Limerick wrote love letters to their wives using that pattern. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.